won't be afraid. No, I won't.
From the studios of the 24-hour talk radio capital of West Louisiana and East Texas, all information, all talk, KWLA. This is Open Line, live on KWLA Anacoco, KWLV Manny, KVCL Winfield, KBDV Leesville, KTHP Hemphill, KZBL Natchitoches, and worldwide at KWLA1031.com or on the KWLA mobile app. The views on this program do not reflect the views of any of the stations in this broadcast or any of the advertisers. The views are expressly those of the people expressing those views. If you choose to comment on the program, guest, or contents of the program, email kwla at bdcradio.com. Now, live from the KWLA studios, Ted Dumas. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's program.
And good morning. If you've been waiting to catch a movie, today's the day. Parkway Cinema, every movie, any age, any time, only $6. Today at Parkway Cinema, a couple of great movies, Last Breath. Just check out acadianacinema.com and click on to Parkway Cinema. Tomorrow, Larry Bagley, state representative, is our guest. He's got a couple of major announcements to make. One involving his future in politics. That's coming up tomorrow. Larry Bagley, state representative, with us tomorrow. And this morning, and by the way, Alan Seabach will be with us on Thursday, state senator. With us this morning is the state treasurer, John Fleming. Dr. Fleming, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, Ted. Great to be with you once again.
Good to have you. The election's coming up, I think, next year for Senate. You've already announced that you're running for the Senate position. Having closed primaries, that help or hurt you?
It definitely helps, and I think it's best for those who believe in having conservative Republicans representing them. The open primary system that we've had for years, that means that you can have Democrats voting for Republicans and vice versa. And I think what has tended to happen is you get less conservative Republicans and maybe less liberal Democrats. I don't know. You don't see Democrats being elected much anymore except in very specific districts because, as you know, Louisiana is a very conservative state overall. And except in certain pockets or precincts, people are very, very conservative. So I think that Louisianans are going to like this much better because that way you don't get disappointed by sending someone to Washington thinking they're going to change Washington, cut taxes and revive the economy, get rid of wasteful spending, only to find out that they go along with the Uniparty in Washington and do just the opposite.
Blake Miguez, Senator Bill Cassidy, yourself, all pretty well definitely in the race. Will the Republican Party pick a favorite and go with that person, or is it a jungle primary?
Well, Ted, I have to disagree with you. I'm the only announced candidate in this race. Blake Miguez is not announced. He hasn't filed anything, is not begun to raise money. Even Bill Cassidy, even though he acts like he's going to run, he has not officially announced. So,
well, he said specifically on this program a number of times that he's running for re-election.
Well, but he's not officially announced. He may have said, I think he kind of parses it like, well, you know, it's obvious that you know, I'm looking for another term, but he's not gone public with an announcement. So the bottom line here is that 3 months ago I announced, that was December 4th, and officially speaking, I'm the only announced candidate for this position. I expect Bill Cassidy to officially announce, but, you know, just to be official here, I'm the only announced candidate.
What would be the difference between you and Cassidy and Washington?
Well, first of all, Bill Cassidy voted to convict Trump in the second impeachment trial. He said that Trump was guilty. I, on the other hand, worked in the Trump administration for 4 years. He appointed me to serve in the Health and Human Services for 2 years. Then he put me in charge of the Economic Development Administration, which I required Senate confirmation. And then he brought me to the White House to serve as his deputy chief of staff for the last 11 months of the administration. That was during the pandemic. So I've had a working relationship with him, and a very enjoyable one. I thought he was fantastic then. I still do. With regard to why Bill Cassidy voted to convict him, his answer when asked was that he was guilty. Well, what was he guilty of? And the trial had to do with January 6th, where people broke into the Capitol, which was unfortunate. But there is absolutely no evidence that connected Trump to what happened, other than the fact that he had, you know, somewhat hot rhetoric. But a lot of people had a lot of hot rhetoric because they were very disappointed with what happened in the election, many feeling that there was cheating. What history tells us now is on January 3rd, 3 days before January 6th, Trump met with Bear Bowser of D.C., also General Milley, who is head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and Nancy Pelosi, and he told them that they need 10,000 National Guard troops, and they declined. They said it would, the optics would not be good. And as a result of that, the blood is on their hands, not President Trump.
You being in charge of the Treasury Department should have a lot of knowledge on finance. What do you think about the tariffs that the president's putting on the various countries?
Well, in general, tariffs raise costs and create inflation. However, what Trump has duly noted, he did this in the first term.
But don't they also provide a level playing field?
Well, that's the whole point. He believes in something called reciprocal tariffs, which means that if you're going to tariff me, I'm going to tariff you. And as a result of that, that forces other countries to bring down their tariffs or get rid of them altogether. Because what he notes here is that tariffs hurt other countries more than they do us. And the reason is because we're the largest consuming nation in the world. So if anybody's going to be hurt by tariffs, it's going to be other countries. But what has been happening for decades, going back to NAFTA and all of that, is we've been losing jobs in manufacturing because other countries tariff us, but we don't in turn tariff them. So what Trump is trying to get to is neither side does tariffs, but the way to do that is to put tariffs on them reciprocal to what they do to us. And that's a strategy. That's kind of the art of the deal, a book he wrote 30 years ago. That's kind of how he works, and he's been very successful.
Will this be a short-term process?
Well, hopefully. Canada, for instance, he's put tariffs on Canada. Well, Canada only exports about, they export about 90% of what they do to us. We, on the other hand, export about 3% of what we do to them. So their economy will be devastated by reciprocal tariffs, whereas ours will hardly be affected. So because of that imbalance, they'll have no choice but to bring down their tariffs.
Will tariffs possibly bring on recession?
If there's not a bilateral agreement to reduce tariffs, it could. But I think President Trump knows, and he did this again in the first term, that they will have to back away, and ultimately our country will fare the best economically and hopefully avoid a recession. But, you know, recessions are going to happen about every 8 years, no matter what you do. But hopefully, if we have one, it'll be brief, and we'll come out with a fantastic economy.
Our guest this morning is State Treasurer John Kennedy. We'll be back in a moment. Don't go away. Broadline Services, they're located across the street from Sabine Retirement and Rehab. Do you need a new appliance? If you do, they've got a great selection. They're the authorized Speed Queen appliance dealer. They can provide that, deliver it to you, set it up, take care of everything, just like in the good old days. Call Tim or Juanita at 318-652-1215. Or go to broadlines.org. Broadline Services, ready to serve you.
Louisiana's moving forward. Crime rates are tumbling. Education, our best test scores ever. Governor Landry announced the largest jobs and economic growth project in Louisiana history. 10 plus billion private sector dollars. Now we keep Louisiana moving forward with a yes vote on Amendment 2, March 29th. Amendment 2 permanently lowers the maximum income tax rate. It pays down debt and gives our teachers a permanent salary increase. It keeps the homestead exemption and exemptions for religious organizations. Amendment 2 doubles the senior citizen tax deduction. And Amendment 2 builds on Governor Landry's efforts stopping unneeded spending with a permanent government growth limit. Let's keep Louisiana moving forward by voting yes on Amendment 2. Paid for by Make Louisiana Great Again.
Looking for new flooring? Head to Jay's Carpet One Floor and Home in DeRidder. We are part of the largest floor covering buying group in North America. You'll always get a good deal at Jay's. We are locally owned and dedicated to our community. Our flooring experts can help you select from thousands of styles, and we also offer window treatments. Come see us at Jay's Carpet One Floor and Home in DeRidder, 1515 North Pine Street, 337-463-7464.
AGS Auto Glass Specialists, located at 2017 South 5th Street, want to remind you to bring in chipped, cracked, or shattered windshields to them so they can bring it back to clarity with fast, friendly service. Call 337-238-1821. AGS Auto Glass Specialists offer windshields, mirrors, furniture tops, power windows, front window shields, mobile services, plexiglass, and Lexan repair. That's AGS Auto Glass Specialists, your hometown automotive glass specialist with over 50 years experience.
Hello, my name is Dr. LeBlanc from LeBlanc Eye Center in Leesville, Louisiana, across the street from Bird Hospital. Are you tired of choosing which lens is clear, one or two? Are you tired of being rushed into deciding if you're sure or not? Have you experienced this before? At LeBlanc Eye Center, there is no stress, no frustration, just accuracy. Now we have instruments from NASA that will give you a prescription almost perfect before we even ask you any questions. No more 102. Please come see me at LeBlanc Eye Center for a very pleasurable experience at the eye doctor. Please call 337-239-2321.
You know, the great thing about Nichols Department Stores, they've always been there for you. You, your parents, your grandparents, over 100 years been providing clothing, decorating items, sporting good items, pretty well a general merchandise store. The Moore family invites you to stop by Winfield, Leesville, Coushatta, Manning, Nichols Department Stores. Dr. John Fleming is our guest this morning, and he's state treasurer. Dr. Fleming, amendment number two, you as a state treasurer, you take a position on that or not?
Well, I support Amendment 2 because I want to see our personal income taxes cut. That will stimulate economic growth. It'll bring population back to Louisiana. Understand that we're the only southern state that's been losing population, and it's because of our tax rates. It's also because of our insurance rates, and we need to fix all of those. I do support the tax cuts. However, the legislature and the governor has not cut spending, and I think we need to do more tax cuts, but first we need to cut spending, and I'm talking about wasteful spending. There is a lot of it, and I see it as your treasurer.
Do you think there's any chance this session, because I haven't seen anything that indicates that, but any chance they're going to cut spending?
You can always be hopeful, but... I actually asked the governor, I said, Jeff, I said, you've created a Louisiana DOGE, which includes, as I understand it, the legislative auditor, which is good, and also members of the legislature. But remember, the legislature is the ones that spent all this money. I said, why don't you include the treasurer? And he said, okay, but I haven't heard a word. So if people really mean it, and they do want to cut spending, they must include the state treasurer.
I think they've got to, John, because, I mean, from John Kennedy, when he was on this program every month, Schroeder, yourself, that's one common phrase that all treasurers have had. We're spending way too much money. Looks to me like you'd be the first person to be on that. But I'm going to agree with you. There is so much low-hanging fruit to cut. They could cut millions and millions of dollars without even starting.
Absolutely, but understand that state representatives and state senators, one of their ways of getting reelected is bringing money back to their districts, and that's a problem because now they have a built-in conflict of interest. But look, money goes out to these NGOs, non-governmental organizations, that supposedly do good things, but nobody really follows up to see if they are doing good things. Who really gets the money? What's the impact of what they do? Do they accomplish anything that's good? And as I say, as treasurer, I see this. I don't have a vote, but if you want visibility, you need to involve the treasurer.
Well, name me one NGO that's essential to Louisiana.
You're going to hear crickets.
I'm sorry, what?
You're hearing crickets. I don't know of him.
Well, like I saw a report the other day where there's a group called Project Celebration, and I'm sure they do a lot of good things, almost $2 million budget, mostly grants and things, and that's what happens. So often you get these NGOs. I'll give you a great example. We did a program yesterday where that the federal government under Musk found that $330-something million in money from COVID went to kids 11 and under. Filled out their own business forms and stuff.
Right.
Isn't that just plain fraud?
I don't know how to characterize it. The only thing I can tell you is it's wasteful It goes to contracts and it goes to payroll, but the people who are getting the money in contracts and payroll are really doing nothing. And in that sense, yes. But if you've got your legislature and the governor signing it, then unfortunately it's legal. And that's why you have to go to the people you elect and demand that they stop those kind of wasteful spending. And So there's plenty of it in the state of Louisiana. We can really cut taxes by cutting spending if people really get committed to it.
Treasury office have anything coming up in the special session that you're pushing or trying to start or stop?
We're not aware of anything specifically. What we're trying to do as treasurer is to improve our credit rating. We improved it this past year from AA negative to AA, but we want to get it to AA plus or even AAA. And the reason is the money that we borrow, we can get lower interest rates. But the thing that we want to do is when we do have budget excesses, we want to use that money to pay down our pension debts, which we have a lot of. Under Speaker Shakestider and John Bel Edwards, they failed to do that. They went out and spent the money instead of paying down that debt. And if we do have another opportunity to pay down debt, that's where we come from as treasurer.
But don't we also need to revamp our retirement program in the state of Louisiana?
Well, that's another question. As you know, more and more entities are going towards tax-deferred accounts, the 401ks, instead of pensions. And that's certainly an overarching theme that this state needs to debate. Other states have been doing that. But I can just tell you that pensions, it can be very draining on our populace in terms of out-of-pocket expenses. But that's a big reform effort that maybe one day we'll have to tackle.
Oh, a great example before we go to commercial break. A person retires from the state. In some cases, they pass away. Their spouse gets the retirement. They pass away. Their kid gets a retirement. Is this the Santa Claus that comes every day?
Well, I don't know a lot of the details and their different retirement systems, but the one that really strikes me as egregious is that, if you've been working long enough in government, that when you finally retire, you basically get applied your highest 3 years. And in some cases, that's the last 3 years of your office. And that's not really mathematically appropriate.
Our guest this morning is State Treasurer John Fleming. Be back in a moment. Northwestern State University. Are you getting ready to make that decision on the university of choice? Want to find a place that's safe, that provides a quality education, but it's one your family can afford? Financial aid available as well, and financial scholarships? Northwestern State University has all of those. Check them out today, Northwestern State University in Natchitoches.
My name is Leah Thompson, a Northwestern State University student majoring in biology. With cutting-edge labs, dedicated faculty, and hands-on experience, NSU prepares you for a successful career in the health, environmental, and scientific fields. Whether you're aiming to become a biologist, scientist, or preparing for a professional field of study such as medicine, NSU offers the education and support you need to thrive in your future career. Visit nsu.la/explore.
We love George Strait for more than his music. After 56 number one singles, George is still a family man and a real cowboy. That's why we love him, and that's why he wears nothing but Wrangler. The George Strait Cowboy Cut Collection by Wrangler has a huge selection of styles a cowboy can be comfortable wearing anywhere. So head to Nichols in Manny, Leesville, Coushatta, or Winfield and try the George Strait Cowboy Cut Collection by Wrangler. Long live cowboys.
Broadline Services, located across from Sabine Retirement and Rehab in Manny, has everything you need. If it goes in a house, they have it. From flooring to countertops, open Monday through Friday. From small jobs to large jobs, they can help bring your dreams to life. Go see Tim or Juanita for all your flooring needs, including ceramic tile, porcelain, carpet, or wood floors. They also custom build showers, and remodels are available. No matter what the need, Broadline Services is here to help. 318-652-1215. They're also an authorized Speed Queen dealer.
At Quality Wood Furniture, you'll find solid American-made wood pieces. Choose from many timeless and functional styles of dining, bedrooms, office, and outdoor furniture in a variety of unfinished and finished options. Quality Wood Furniture has something for every room and a friendly, knowledgeable staff that's ready to assist you. With an on-site finisher and a custom builder available, we'll help you get the perfect look for your new furniture. You'll enjoy the strength and durability of real solid wood furniture for years to come. Visit our showroom today, Quality Wood Furniture in Leesville.
When it comes to your fire safety needs, go with a brand you can trust. ABC Fire Safety has been in business for 30 years. We provide you with comprehensive services that will help keep you in legal compliance and keep you safe. From new extinguishers to hydro testing and CO2 refills, we have it all. We sell, install, and service all the brands you can trust when it matters the most. Serving commercial and residential clients with service that can't be beat. Give us a call today and let us help you keep your business safe. 337-396-4388.
It's amazing the new technology that Louisiana Eye and Laser Center has. Doing some of the cutting-edge surgeries, they are the professionals. They're in 15 locations, including Leesville, Winfield, Natchitoches, and Alexandria. 318-487-2020, laeyeandlaser.com, and routine eye exams, the most complicated surgery. Dr. John Fleming, State Treasurer, is our guest this morning. Tomorrow, Larry Bagley making some major announcements. Thursday, Alan Seabaugh, State Senator. And Dr. Fleming, anything we missed you want to talk about?
Back on my run for Senate, just so everybody's clear, I announced on December 4th that I'm running against Senator Bill Cassidy, who not only voted to convict Trump in the second impeachment trial, but his voting record from conservative standards has really declined over the years from 62% down into the 40s. My voting record while I was in Congress 8 years was always above 90% on a conservative scale. A recent poll we did, it was actually a second poll that was done, showed that if the election were held today, I would win against Cassidy. And a couple of other people who've been mentioned didn't even score past 6% in the poll. So I'm clearly ahead in the polls, and obviously I'm going to continue to work hard as though I'm behind in the polls to win this. And, you know, for this part of the state, the northern part of the state, north of I-10, we haven't had a statewide elected treasurer, except for me, of course, and or a senator in many, many, many years. And this is an opportunity to have somebody represent our interest in the north part of Louisiana.
And you also got to say, too, where we have radio stations, with the exception maybe of Natchitoches, which is a college community, extremely conservative. Jeff Landry averaged 70 to 80% every time he's run here. A very conservative area.
No question about it. And of course, Natchitoches, Shreveport, Bossier, Sabine Parish, you know, all the way down to Ville Platte was in my congressional district, which is now Mike Johnson's congressional district. Very, very conservative district. And again, salt of the earth people. These are the people who really care about our country and America first. And Trump has a 90% approval rating from this part of the state.
Okay, if Musk, if he does his job and successful, you're going to have everybody that's getting on the free ride that hasn't been working getting a check complaining. And is it going to be enough to stop this?
Well, I can just tell you, the left, the big spenders in Washington, which are also some Republicans, they're not going to take this lying down. They're going to do a lot to preserve the old things. But look, remember that from George Washington through George Bush all the way to Obama, we accumulated $11 trillion in national debt. It has more than tripled since Obama took office. So the doubling times for our national debt is accelerating, and that's unsustainable, Ted. We can't continue doing this and survive as a nation.
I got one final question for you. If you were governor today and the session coming up, what number on the budget would you find acceptable for the state of Louisiana?
Our budget has been running in the last couple of years around $50 billion. I would target $45 billion and then on down to maybe $40 billion from there. And then in the process, I would cut taxes, which would actually make that number go back up again as far as revenue into the state. And with that, I would do a overhaul of our highway system, our bridges, our infrastructure throughout the state. So it's very doable, and I also would attack our insurance rates. That is just job one at this point.
So if you did all of that, would grandma still be alive? Would kids still get educated? We still have police protection.
Yes, and we would rebuild our population. Small towns would be able to replace their water and sewer systems, and there would be good jobs that would keep Louisianans in Louisiana instead of going to Texas.
Dr. Fleming, always a pleasure. Look forward to visiting with you next month.
Thanks, Ted. God bless.
I pray.